Our Hidden Kitchen series returns this morning, just in time for Mother's Day, with Hidden Kitchen Mama, produced by the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson.
I called her Mama because, well, she's my mama. I didn't find out that my mother was white until I was 10 years old, and that my black mama was, in fact, my grandmother.
I am Ellen Sebastian Chang. I grew up in a small farm town called Pasco in eastern Washington. It was a lot of transplanted people from Louisiana, Mississippi. It's where the Hanford nuclear power plant was built. My grandmother sometimes would say, "Go get my wig. We're going to go down to the atomic market. I'm going to get some greens and some ham hocks." And she was a great cook, and she had a big laugh. I remember playing with the neighbor children. They said, "Rose ain't even your mama. Your mama's white." And I said, "Mama, they say you're not my real mama." And she said, "I am your mama, and I will always be your mama. But I'm not your mother. I didn't bring you into this world." She showed me a picture of this white woman, and she said, "This is your mother." I fly to San Francisco and meet my mother. I'm with more white people than I've ever been with in my life. And at the end of the hall, I can see these two hippie women, and one's in a pair of jeans. She had cowboy boots on. That was my mom with the John Lennon wireframe glasses. And now what do I do? And my mom says, "Well, let's get some food. Let's go to Safeway." And this is a huge market. I'd never seen such a big grocery store. So I came upon this thing, and I picked it up. I said, "What is this?" "Oh, it's an artichoke. Would you like to get that?" And I just remember her cutting off the bottom of the artichoke and putting in the water to boil it. And she puts this thing on the table, and it's still really tough. So here's what you do. She said, "You pull the leaf back, and you dip it in the lemon, and then you scrape your teeth on it." She shows me how to scoop the hairs out of the heart. I said, "Wow." I said, "You do all that work. It's just kind of a big mess, and you're throwing away more than you ate." And I think if my mama was sitting there, she would say, "This is how you came into the world. It was just a tough situation, and you just have to peel back all this stuff, and it's just a big mess." And yet, at the heart of it, it is really tender.
I'm Peggy Knickerbocker. I'm a food writer from San Francisco and the daughter of a very good cook. My mother was an only child. She was a very beautiful woman. Both of her parents got married after their former spouses had shot themselves. And I think she was a tortured soul. She was very smart. She was one of those people that was of a generation where she didn't work, you know, and she was frustrated. We had a beautiful kitchen that was green and white and a black and white tile floor. She puttered there after dinner, straightening things out, alphabetizing the spices. The kitchen was her domain. It was her secret space, and it was a place she could unapologetically drink. Just about everything she cooked had alcohol in it. She made Welsh rarebit, which is that melted cheese thing that had beer in it, so she'd swig on the beer as she was stirring it into the pot. She loved to make desserts with hard sauce because you could have the bourbon there. Coq au vin or boeuf bourguignon. She made this other thing called wine jello, gelatin and lemon juice and marsala. And whenever I'd come home from school, there'd be little nips, little spoonfuls taken out of it. The kitchen was her refuge, and it was really where I felt most comfortable with her because she was happiest there.
My mother's name was Josefina Salas Porras Acevedo, but everyone called her Pipina. My mother's family were French-Mexican, and she always used to tell us, "You came from kings and queens." My name's Cristina Salas Porras from El Paso, Texas. I'm the youngest of six kids. My mom, I don't think she really loved cooking. It wasn't so much about the food, it was about eating together. We had a big kitchen. Mexican tiles, and it opened to the garden. Every day around sunset, she'd pour herself una copita de tequila, little light blue, beautiful, thin glass the size of a thimble. And she'd squeeze a big lime in there. And she wasn't a drinker. That was just her one little thing. It made her slow down, connect with us. And, okay, everybody, stop. Let's all take account of where we are. My mom was very loved. There was hundreds of people at her funeral, and we passed out little glasses and served tequila to everyone at the cemetery. And we let off some white doves. We toasted her, and the mariachis were playing, the doves were flying around. It was the right way to say goodbye to her.
My mother stayed awake a lot of hours of the day. I rarely ever saw her sleep. Her hidden kitchen was in the middle of the night. I'm Nick Spitzer, and I'm the host of American Roots. I live now in New Orleans, a long way from New England, where I grew up. The kitchen was a place where she would take care of the family's bills. She'd always be clipping from newspapers and plan the meals for the week, make all the bag lunches. It was where all the medicine was kept, where she would sit and read Joy of Cooking just as surely as she would sit and read the autobiography of Benjamin Franklin. The only time I ever invaded that sphere was because she was afraid of mice. So she used to wake me up to come empty mousetraps that she would hear clack in the house in the middle of the night. In the afternoon after school, she'd give us tea and pound cakes. She also always had massive place settings, a main fork, a salad fork, a dessert fork. Good manners and treating people well was a centering force for her. She had an expression that she used with us as kids, which was, "Twixt cup and lip, civilization hangs in the balance."
Hidden Kitchens is produced by the Kitchen Sisters and Jay Allison and mixed by Jim McKee. You can find recipes for wine jello, Welsh rarebit, and other dishes, as well as stories from the Hidden Kitchens hotline at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm John Itzty.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.